After yesterday's shock decision by Mairead McGuinness to withdraw as Fine Gael's candidate for the presidency, the party is now scrambling to find an alternative. Mairead McGuinness had led recent opinion polls, but her decision on health grounds means that as of now, the only confirmed candidate is independent Galway West TD Catherine Connolly. Joining me is Dr. Kevin Cunningham, lecturer in politics at TU Dublin and pollster with Ireland Thinks. But first of all, let's have a word with Juliet Gash of our political staff. Juliet, what have you been hearing today?
I spoke with several senior Fine Gael members, both current and former ministers, and there's a feeling that they should and will run another candidate. Look, there was huge fondness and praise from Mairead McGuinness, but there's really a sense that the party needs to move quickly and select another nominee. So they are planning to have their executive council meet within the coming days. And we expect then that they will mention some names then or indeed select a name. The election has to take place within 60 days of the end of Michael D. Higgins' term. So his term ends on November 11th. And while it could technically be as early as September 12th, it's not expected to take place until around the end of October. One minister I spoke to, former minister, said that they should definitely run another candidate. Another one was saying, oh, it's likely but not certain. And another one said they should and they will.
So tell us then, Juliet, about the other names in the frame.
It's interesting. I suppose the names that we're hearing are names we'd heard before. Sean Kelly, MEP, Francis Fitzgerald, the former Justice Minister, and increasingly former Minister Heather Humphreys. Heather Humphreys was Minister for Social Protection and I suppose surprised many when she said she wasn't going to run for re-election last year. And then she said that she wouldn't be running for the presidential campaign. But her name does keep popping up.
How much backing would she have from other corners? Because we've heard from an interesting person this morning who reckons that she would get wide support.
Absolutely. I think Heather Humphreys is seen as someone who might garner wider support than Mairead McGuinness might have. That's what some people are telling me. And I spoke to Michael Healy-Ray earlier. Now, as we know, well-known independent TD for Kerry and now government minister. And he said he'd be 100% in her favour and an excellent candidate. And I think we can hear him now.
Yes, I would. Over the past year, I've actually said it to her on a number of occasions that she'd be an extremely suitable person. And I know that so far she has said no, but I would be hoping in light of recent events that she might say yes. I think she'd have a broad appeal, quite simply because she's a very well-grounded person, what I would call a sound, solid political performer. She'd be an excellent person both nationally and internationally. To fly the flag for Ireland, I would consider her a very safe, sound pair of hands. I've seen her during Dáil debates, taking leaders' questions, and I would consider her to be very professional, very respectful about the way she carries herself, and she would have very broad appeal throughout the country.
Juliet, has the woman herself had anything to say?
Not yet. We have reached out to her for comment. I imagine her phone has been hopping with so many people and her ears are definitely burning with the amount of people mentioning her names. Her name. Now, she had previously said she wanted to spend more time with her family. Whether a summer of spending time with her family or 6 months
for,
is enough.
For a lot of people is more than enough. Yeah.
Keeping her powder dry for now.
What are the other parties saying?
Well, look, Fianna Fáil says their position is unchanged. I mean, of course, they did yesterday express their solidarity and their support for Mairead McGuinness, but we know things move very quickly in politics. They say that they will be meeting in the coming weeks. They don't seem to be in a rush to offer a candidate, but Cork South Central TD Seamus McGrath said earlier today he thought the party should nominate a candidate. And that's, I think, what everyone is waiting to hear. They're going to be meeting at the end of the month or in early September to take their decision. I think what's interesting there is if they don't field a candidate, that would leave their councillors able to support independent candidates. Because obviously if Heather Humphreys were to run for Fine Gael, she already has the backing of the 20 Oireachtas members. So that'll be interesting. And then Sinn Féin have yet to make their own decision on whether they'll nominate a party member to support, you know, to run. The big question there, would Mary Lou MacDonald run? I think that would be a big surprise in this campaign. I know she hasn't ruled herself out, but there are many considerations there for her. But up until yesterday, this campaign was very short on surprises. And now, of course, we've had the bombshell yesterday.
Juliet at Leinster House, thank you. Let's bring in Kevin Cunningham. Kevin, Fine Gael doesn't have to put forward another candidate, but do you expect that it will?
Yeah, I think Fine Gael almost certainly will put forward an extra candidate instead. I mean, they have, as Juliet mentioned, a number of viable prospects, a number of people who arguably withdrew perhaps because they saw Mairead McGuinness as the clear front runner, the clear favourite, and someone who was almost certainly going to be the Fine Gael candidate. So they didn't have a contest last time. Now, this obviously opens up things quite substantially. You've got, as you said, Sean Kelly, and Francis Fitzgerald, who withdrew, but clearly you probably argue are still probably quite interested in it. Francis Fitzgerald, obviously, in the polling does seem to be relatively good, although any polling that we've done has shown these candidates against Mairead McGuinness, so they've been quite small by comparison. But Sean Kelly is another very prominent candidate as well. You have to remember he got 122 first preference votes last year in the European elections. So he's a very strong candidate in general. So you'd expect his consideration will obviously be quite prominent. But then obviously Heather Humphreys has mentioned. And Heather Humphreys, is a little bit more difficult to understand whether she's as interested or not, because I think her withdrawal when she withdrew from this process earlier this year, she did so on the basis of saying that she wanted to spend more time with her family and age considerations and all this sort of stuff. Very similar considerations that she used in withdrawing, obviously, from the general election itself. So obviously it's I think for her candidacy there's probably other considerations that are at play there, but it has to be said, like, none of these candidates, whenever we've polled these candidates against Mairead McGuinness, they haven't been as strong as she has been. So it really does open up the field more generally, and you know, perhaps it's not just these guys, there's other people that might suddenly look at it, because you know they'll see it's now much more openly contestable sort of primary, as we might call it.
Have you any other names to suggest?
I mean, I know that there's other candidates. Obviously, there's people like Enda Kenny. Now, he obviously was asked about this last year in 2024 and declined. But he's one of those people that could very easily muster very similar levels of support that Mairead McGuinness had, just because of his overall level of popularity that we've seen in opinion polls in recent years. He's quite a popular candidate. There's other kind of talk about people like Simon Coveney and other potential candidates, but you know, it's pure guesswork after those first three, I think.
Kevin Cunningham of TUD Dublin and also of the Ireland Thinks polling company, thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon.